Heather Lewin is Watershed Action Director at the Roaring Fork Conservancy, now out with their 2016 Voter's Guide to Water Issues in the Roaring Fork Watershed. Talk about your role as Watershed Action Director.
As Watershed Action Director, I cover a few different bases on our science side of the organization. So I work to help coordinate and organize studies for both water quality and water quantity in the valley. I also manage conservation easements throughout the valley, as well as working on different water policy issues. And that's where this Voter's Guide to Water Issues comes about. So we put this together to help inform voters within the valley of different water issues because, as we know, candidates are busy. There's a lot of different debates and a lot of different forums, and water questions don't always get asked in each different debate, even though to us they're very important, and we know to a lot of people in the valley they're very important. So in order to help inform the population, we've asked all the candidates throughout the different races these different questions. We've printed about 500 copies, distributed them throughout the valley from Glenwood to Aspen in all the libraries and various coffee shops and other places that we think people might be able to stop by, sit down, and give them a read. If you don't find them in one of those places, you can also find them on our website, www.roaringfork.org.
So in preparing your 2016 Voter's Guide, you asked candidates two questions. Let's start with the first one about Colorado's water plan. What are the objectives you've asked about?
Well, as Colorado's water plan was completed last year, there are certain priorities that came out of that plan. There's a supply and demand gap in the water world right now. There's concern about water conservation, about land use, about agriculture, and about storage. So we've asked each candidate to address two of those issues, how their policy might affect those issues in the Roaring Fork watershed or on the state level or on a bigger level, depending on what office they're running for.
And then your second question is about the relationship of water, agriculture, and recreation.
Given that recreation and agriculture in the Roaring Fork Valley are both important values to the citizens here, we thought that learning how they prioritize the recreation and agriculture, both culturally and economically, would be interesting for voters to understand.
And so what's your take on the responses or lack thereof?
We were happy with the number of responses we got. We realized that water is an important issue to all of these candidates, regardless of whether they were able to respond to us or not, that it is a priority in Colorado right now at a state level, at a county level, and really at a national level. So we were thrilled from everyone we heard from. And just to be aware, our Colorado Senate District 8 is not represented in our print guide, but is available online.
And then you guys have the names of everyone else that you invited who you didn't get responses from by the deadline in the back of the book.
Yes.
Heather Lewin, Watershed Action Director for Roaring Fork Conservancy. Thanks so much for sitting down with Katie and Kay.
Thank you.